Blog Talk Radio.
Ooh-ay-yo. Mm-hmm. Ooh-ay-yo. Mm-hmm. Ooh-ay-yo. Mm-hmm. Ooh-ay-yo. Mm-hmm.
I've been walking.
Ooh-ay-yo.
My face on you.
Ooh-ay-yo. Mm-hmm. Ooh-ay-yo. Mm-hmm.
Wait on your shoulder.
Well, I got eyes in the back of my head, just in case I have to run. Do what I can for my people. While the clouds roll back and the stars fill the night,
that's where I'm going
to stand up.
Take my people with me. Together we are
going
to a
brand new home far across the river.
Can you hear
freedom calling? Calling me to enter.
Gotta keep on
keeping on. I can feel it in my bones.
And I know
what's
around the be hard, faces I'm alone, and I just might fail, but Lord knows I tried, sure as
stars fill up the sky,
then I'll
take my people with me,
together we are
going
to a
brand new home.
Tonight, thank you all for joining us, Truth and Power Corner. Tonight we'll be having an episode of Meet Our Nation. Thank you all for joining us tonight. Come on in, get comfortable. This is air date February 18th, 2022. So I want y'all to come on in. If you would like to call in and join the conversation, call in at 516-387-1500. 4-9. That's 516-387-1549. We're going to have a little housekeeping and then we're going to get right on into the show because we have a lot I want to talk about today because we have a very special guest who is a regular here anyway, but we get to talk to her today. All right. Salute to all our political prisoners, our POWs, and our elder comrades that are still locked behind those walls and those cages. Release our family. Our outrage is not strong enough, family. We are not doing what we need to be doing to get our people home. They need to be at home with their family. They're suffering. They have been suffering over 20, 30, 40, 50 years, dying as soon as they get home. They need to let them go. Just remember that if one of us is locked up, we all are still prisoners. Remember that, always. I want to say salute to all Real Black Media grassroots platforms and our sisters and brothers that are bringing us, keeping us abreast of what's going on with ourselves and our people about their black truth, knowledge, and power. We want to say thank you. I want to say salute to Brother Noble and Sister Mo and my family in Colorado and Stonecrest, Georgia. Unity Community News will be airing next week, our very first episode of this new season. We have been working on this platform for a while, and We about to come back. We'll see y'all soon. Want to say thank you and salute to all mamas and mamas that are providing African-centered education for our children, our future. Much love and respect. And salute to the Republic of New Africa, Madam President Saa, Madam Vice President, Mama Ayo, our officials, our ministers, ministries, delegates, citizens, salute to our nation. We are obtaining ourselves. We have self-determined, and we are going to name ourselves. We're going to get our land and govern ourselves. We do not need to be governed by anybody. We can do it ourselves. So salute to the Republic of New Africa. Again, thank you all. So, no school next week, I heard. So I want to check into that. I don't know about that, but I think no school next week. So welcome to Meet the Nation. In this series of shows, we're going to be meeting our chosen leaders, officials, our ministers and ministries of the Republic of New Africa. So tonight we have a very special guest and one of my very special favorite people in the whole wide world. So we're going to introduce our guest, First Vice President, Madam President, Mama Ayo. How you doing tonight?
Oh, Mel Queen, she's the show. Man. Yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate you inviting myself and the Republic of New Africa to be represented.
Always. Yes, ma'am. We want to thank you for joining us tonight. So like I said, you are a regular here anyway, but we're going to focus on you and your journey tonight and the valuable knowledge and things you need to tell us that you always speaking the truth. I love it. That discipline and that trained truth that work, study, and train. I love it. So I want you to, first of all, I would like you to introduce yourself to the people that don't know you and just say hey to everybody else.
Thank you very much. And anyone listening out there, I extend my revolutionary and most humble greetings to you. And, of course, we always greet you in love and light and free the land. My name is Mama Ayo, a.k.a. Ayo Dele Kofi. I presently hold the office of First Vice President of the Provisional Government of the Republic of New Africa under the guidance of Sister Saama Ott. And, of course, everyone knows that we had a platform on how we wanted to be elected and what we wanted to do for the Republic of New Africa, and that was, of course, we are in the rebuild process. And with that, I yield.
All righty. I have to tell you this. I will always give gratitude to the universe for bringing you and Sister Saa and Mama Catherine into our lives. Because y'all teaching us and I'm talking about me and my baby, and I appreciate that. I love the advice and the examples that you live that showing me that what I'm doing is not in vain, because I did not see that at first. And I was getting discouraged and, upset, because I'm like, ain't nothing going to ever happen, you know what I'm saying? But I see how y'all live your lives and different things and the examples and the advice that I've got from you all. And it is very valuable, very valuable. I want to tell us about the Ministry of Health and Society. That's the ministry you work with in the Republic, right?
Yes, because first and above all else, we are all considered ourselves conscious citizen workers. So before we were elected to office, we were already working under the auspices of one of the 11 ministries within the provisional government, and that was, of course, health and society. So even though I was just a representative on the People's Center Council, we were still involving ourselves in what does New African Health look like, sound like, needs to be encouraged within New Africans at home and abroad, and making sure that we understand that health is are one of those areas in which we are under, we are being attacked, and we have to be very critical, self-critical, and come up with some remedies, some practices that we need to put into place, some shedding that we need to do from within, and understand from a historical, dialectical position that these are the things that have happened to us. Change is constant. As we change, we begin to manifest what is getting ready to happen to us. So change is constant. So the more we work on ourselves and free up from the snares of imperialism, neocolonialism, capitalism, chattel slavery, so on and so forth, we begin to rebuild the man and the woman, the male, the female of the earth, the original, back to self. So we work on encouraging our people to be more plant-based, encouraging our people to work on healing of the heart so that the heart can allow the mind and the body. And there are different things that we do. We ask our people to exercise, walk, because all of that allows us to meditate, to go deep within, to clear up all of the blockages and all of the distractions. And when we become disciplined, when we do this, and I'm speaking for myself, because I'm not there yet. I said we change is constant. We begin to work on ourselves. We begin to find what works for us, what is in harmony with nature, elevating our melanocytes, so that they can begin to work for us and begin to help us tune into our spiritual eye, our divine self. And at the same time we're working from within, we are identifying the problems that are keeping us from moving forward. So being in health and society, we begin to heal self first, heal the family, heal the nation. Our task right now is just making sure our people stay fortified, eat well, drink teas, eat more fruit. Sometimes you may have to fast for 24 hours. Sometimes you just may have to eat raw for a moment. Sometimes, at the same time, detoxing ourselves from a lot of processed foods. And why are we doing this? Because we know that if a time comes and you need to, something horrible happens, it could be from the earth, it could be anything, but something horrible happens and you need to defend yourself, defend your home, defend your family, you cannot be sick. And if you are disabled, there are still ways that you can still make sure you train, make sure you exercise, make sure you tune in, and make sure that our women and children and elders are protected.
Hang up and call right back in. I don't know why it's hanging up on me. This show hanging up on me. I'm gonna have to do a live. So I'm gonna text you as soon as I pull it up so that you can come right back on in.
Okay, I'll call back into the same number, correct?
Yes, ma'am. I apologize.
All right, all right. Give the land.
Yeah.